Today, the cost of living are going through the roof. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, I've been saying for some time that the CPI is not giving a very good representation of real life costs to households. So I looked at interest at the ABS data that came out today, the living costs, and they say that it rose 1.5% in the June quarter. That's according to the latest data from the ABS. The ABS said all household types saw rises in living costs equal or higher than the consumer price index. The impact of price changes on household budgets varies between household types with their different spending patterns. Increases in living costs for the June 2023 quarter ranged from 0.8% to 1.5%. Employee households recorded the largest rise of all household types. Higher prices for insurance, food, and housing contributed to increased living costs for all household types, they said. Insurance premiums rose across household contents, and motor vehicle insurance. Meals out and takeaway foods and fruit and vegetables contributed to the rise in food costs. Strong demand for rental properties amid a tight rental market contributed to the rise in housing costs. A significant difference between the living cost indices and the consumer price index is that they include mortgage interest charges rather than the cost of building new dwellings. Increasing interest rates over the year have contributed to living costs rising from 6.3% to 9.6%, depending on the household type. These are all higher than the 6% annual increase in the CPI. Over the last 12 months, higher food and utility prices contributed to increased living costs for all household types. Food prices rose between 7 and 8%, driven by rises in meals out and takeaway foods and fruit and vegetables. And utility prices rose between 12 and 14%, driven by higher wholesale prices for gas and electricity being passed on to the consumers, the ABS said. Now, if we look at living costs for employee households, they recorded the largest annual rise of all household types at 9.6%. The rise in annual living costs for employee households is the largest increase since this series started back in 1999, the ABS said. The last time the CPI recorded an annual increase of 9.6% was in 1986. Employee households were most impacted by rising mortgage interest charges, which are a larger part of their spending than for other household types. Mortgage interest charges rose 91.6% over the year. I'll say it again, 91.6%, ooch. This was up from 78.9%, the annual rise in March, reflecting the impact of the Reserve Bank of Australia's cash rate rises and the rollover of some expired fixed rate mortgages to higher rate variable mortgages. And there's also a measure, the PBLCI, looking at the living costs for age pensioners and other government transfer recipient households. The PBLCI rose 7% over the year, compared to a rise of 6% in the CPI. Housing costs, other than mortgage interest charges, make up a larger proportion of spending for households where the main source of income is a government pension, including the age pension, compared to other household types, the ABS said. Rents and utility prices rose over the year, contributing to higher living costs for those households. Over the 6 months between the December 2022 quarter and the June 2023 quarter, the PBLCI rose 3.2% in the same period. The CPI only rose 2.2%. Government pensions are indexed on the 20th of September and the 20th of March by the greater of the rise in the PBLCI or the CPI over a six-month period, the ABS said. But there you have it. Now clear evidence, if you needed it, that the CPI is not a very good analogue for real-life cost pressures, which is what I'm seeing in my mortgage stress data, by the way, as well. So the truth is that if you have a mortgage, the chances are that you're spending a lot more on that mortgage repayment than you were. And of course, that's going to continue to build in the months ahead. So this is another very, very important signal about the pressure on households. And in fact, I'm now running my mortgage stress data, and I'll be reporting that over the next few days. And next Tuesday, I'll also be running a live show on mortgage stress and specifically looking at it at a postcode level. So mark your diaries for that live event, which is upcoming next week. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.